The year is 1953. The Emerys are a well-to-do African-American family. He's an engineer, she's a teacher. They have two daughters, Ruby and Gracie. They're moving from North Carolina to East Compton, a handsome suburb of Los Angeles. But no matter how picture postcard pretty the place is, American suburbia will turn out to be the stuff of horror for these new arrivals. And their racist white neighbours aren't the only forces that they have to fear. Them is a new 10-part series beginning this Friday on Amazon Prime. Jen Gannon has been watching it for us, and she joins me now. Hardly the first time, Jen, that American TV or film, that the underside of American suburbia is up for all to see. All the pretty pastel colours are there. All the perfect 1950s couples are there too. Has David Lynch got an awful lot to answer for?
David Lynch does, and it also Tim Burton does, because it's very reminiscent, the area itself, of Edward Scissorhands, with the sherbert kind of colour houses and those meticulously constructed lawns. It's like the 1950s nightmare that we're very used to seeing in those kind of shows, or even, you know, Twilight Zone, Stepford Wives. It's all of that influence, definitely. But also, I think the biggest influence on this show is definitely Jordan Peele's dark, those socio-political horror films like Get Out and Us. I think when the trailer dropped for them a couple of weeks ago, a lot of people on social media were talking about the direct similarities between them. Them is a horror story about black life in America at a certain time. And initially, it does look like an amalgamation of the two Jordan Peele films, you know, which one of them was Us, which is about the othering of a black family that are terrorised by their own doppelgangers, and then the insidious racism that lurks beneath middle-class suburbia that was in Get Out. So Them does borrow strongly from Jordan Peele's playbook, but also very much in debt to Ryan Murphy's American Horror Story anthology, I think, and something like the recent fantasy series Lovecraft Country. It's very akin to that as well.
Yeah, because the supernatural elements start to play a part in it, and I'll come back to all of that. But what, just to give it a context here, we're talking about the Great Migration and I suppose the early part into the middle of the 20th century. Give us a context of the Emerys were not the first family to make this journey from the South to what they thought was a better life.
Yeah, so the Great Migration, it's the movement between 1916 and 1970 of around 6 million black Americans who were trying to escape from, Jim Crow era rural South. And the Emerys, they're settling in LA, in the, suburbia of what they think is going to be the peaceful suburbia of East Compton, to be specific. So they were injected into a predominantly white neighbourhood that is, as I said, meticulous looking. And really, from the very outset, you're just pushed into this world where the family face straight away indignation and hatred from their neighbours, and led by a very eerie porcelain doll looking Betty, who's played by Alison Pill, and she is determined to run the new family out of her neighbourhood.
In fact, let's have a listen to a clip which features Alison Pill as Betty and others of her neighbours. Incredible group of women. Lindsay Kraft plays Midge and A.B. Cobb plays Nat in this clip that we're about to listen to. And we clipped a very offensive word out of the midst of this, which you'd hear in the middle of the clip. But here they are talking about the black family that has just moved into the area.
I have nothing against the coloreds individually. I have a colored maid. If I were one of them, why would I move someplace I wasn't wanted?
Falsies.
Marty says they only moved here because they were encouraged by the NAACP. You know what Marty says that stands for?
What?
They are actually colored people.
Didn't you see how exhausted she was? Beaten down when they got here?
How can you tell if colored people look tired or not?
Vets don't sweat it. Dale says they'll be out easy.
I'm not sure Dale's right. They're exhausted because they came from someplace worse. They always come from someplace worse. Which means they really want to be here. And if they really want to be here, getting them out won't be easy.
We'll have to make this place worse.
What's worse than worse?
There, Haseen, from Them, the new Amazon Prime series, Betty played by Alison Pill, and amongst the other neighbours that you heard in that clip, Midge played by Lindsay Craft and Nat played by Abby Cobb. Listening to that, Jen Gannon, who's been looking at the series for us, you really get a sense of just how nasty these people are.
Yeah, I mean, that's therein kind of lies the problem for me, because a lot of the American critics of the show, they've discussed the idea that Them is black trauma being shown as entertainment. And there's a writer, Candice Frederick, who writes for TV Guide, and she was complaining that the series is less a story that uses the supernatural as a lens or a metaphor to discuss racism like Jordan Peele does in his work. It's more an indictment of white racism against black people. And I have to agree that it's supremely tough viewing, as it's something like The Handmaid's Tale. I think it's relentlessly horrific. It's just incident after incident that occurs in each of the 50-minute episodes that just pile up on top of each other, from, you know, the very start with the family being greeted with racist dolls hanging from their lawn, and to the neighbours murdering their dog, to the father molding himself to his boss's racist whims, to their teenage daughter Ruby trying to assimilate into a school where her classmates make animal noises every time she talks. And it's very much, you know, it's constant harassment that you see, and you never see the family exist outside of this terror of whiteness. And
is that, but isn't it important that the absolute horror, and at this point we're still talking about a social realism in what you're describing, we'll come to the supernatural side, as I say, shortly, but isn't it important that we don't shy away from all of that? Because at the same time as we have the women doing the apple pie niceness in that scene that we heard, but yet being terribly nasty underneath it, in another room in the house, the men are making their plans to be just as nasty.
Oh, yeah, I understand that completely. But you do kind of wonder, as gradually as it moves on, who is this exactly for? I mean, with black audiences, I cannot see them wanting to revisit this or enjoy watching this narrative of persecution that is not nuanced or subtle in any way. So it robs it of that the natural tension of horror. There's really nowhere to go in this story. Everything is heightened and everything is so terrible that as a viewer, you're just waiting for the next terrible thing to happen, rather than being surprised by something that's insidious, or surprised by something unexpected, which is how great horror and great writing works, even, you know, just to unpeel layers. And I think the right mix of social realism and horror does work well, which we have seen with Jordan Peele. But I do believe that, you know, this story kind of flips back and forth, and we're only supposed to have these 10 days of terrorism that they endure in this neighbourhood. So it follows those 10 days, but it also flips back to see what their life was like previously in the South and unravel kind of the mystery of their missing baby son, Chester. And that is all well and good. But then on top of this, you do have the supernatural element to the proceedings, with the youngest daughter, Grace, being visited by a violent phantom and the mother suffering from various visions that may or may not be a result of her deteriorating mental health. So I just feel that there is a general sense of malevolent metaphysical forces at play amongst the visceral horror that's meted out. But I do feel that there needs to be the sense of unease and foreboding within a relatively normal setting that keeps you on your toes as a viewer. And those moments of supernatural horror that are injected into the series, it feels just like another layer of awfulness that this poor family have to endure.
Well, let's listen to one of those clips that gives us a sense of how the supernatural plays in. Deborah Ayorinde plays the mother, and every so often when she's speaking, she just gets everything goes red in front of her, like almost as if the screen is dripping in blood, or we're seeing everything through a red filter. And one of the points when this happens is when her young daughter, Gracie, played by Melody Hurd, starts to sing.
Gone from the earth to a better land I know. I hear the gentle voices calling back.
Gracie.
I'm coming, I'm coming. For the head is bent in the
door. Did you miss enough of that?
I hear the gentle voices calling for.
Chrissy, stop! Damn it, stop! Why won't you stop? Who taught you that terrible song?
That's not a terrible song, it's a good song!
Not for a little girl like you to be singing. Who taught you to sing like that?
Miss Vera.
Miss Vera is just in your book, Gracie Jean. Who taught you the song?
I told you already, stupid.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're like crazy little right now.
I'm fine. Mama's doing just fine.
Deborah Iorinde as Lucky Emery and Melody, her Melody Heard playing the daughter Gracie in that clip from Them, the new Amazon Prime series that Jen Gannon is speaking to us about this evening. That's kind of how the supernatural begins to work its way in. I only have seen the first episode. Does it become more and more? Does more of that supernatural seep in as we go along?
It becomes more prevalent as the season goes on, and I think it kind of splits between 5 episodes, which is more rooted in the realism, and then 5 episodes that expands out into the supernatural. But I do feel like that horror falls flat for me because the social horror is so real and a lot more upsetting than any invented threat could be. So I think if they'd wanted to do it a different way, it would have just worked well enough as a social horror story rather than inject that layer of supernatural element to it.
Doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement from you, Jen.
No, I just feel like because all the family are doing is battling against these monstrous people, that the show kind of lacks any real characterization. In saying that, I do think that Deborah Iorinde and Shahidi Wright Joseph as the teenage daughter Ruby do stand out as the best performances because they do manage to find some depth in the characters. But it's beautifully shot. The cinematography is stunning. I mean, it sounds strange saying that because so many horrible things happen, but it has that very luxurious feel of the newness and excitement of the 1950s and that lure of capitalism. And it has a superb soundtrack. It's got bits of Isaac Hayes, Judy Garland, Nina Simone and the Delphonics, and they're used really well to very well affect very poignant moments where they'll inject the sentence with a brilliant song, and I do think that works really well. I mean, I will be interested to see what it'll be like because it is an anthology series to see what the next season will be like and if they've managed to get that mix right, because it could work well if it was more nuanced, and I just feel that this story is a bit disappointing because it's a bit two dimensional.
All right, so that's Jen Gannon speaking to us then about Them, the title of the new series, which will be available on Amazon Prime from this Friday, April 9th.